I'm reading out an amplified version. It says this. It says, "For though we walk or live in the flesh, we are not carrying out our warfare according to the flesh and using mere human weapons." Now listen to this part. "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal," are not physical weapons of flesh and blood, "but they are mighty before God to the overthrow and destruction of strongholds." So it says, whether you believe it or not, whether you receive it or not, whether you understand it or not, you are in a warfare, a daily warfare. Only the difference between the war that you see as an individual and the war that you see on TV when you see a nation rising up against nation is the battle that you're fighting is the spiritual battle. You're in spiritual warfare, but God is saying here in this word, he says, "I'm trying to tell you, I'm going to let you know right now, when you're in this battle, your battle is not against flesh and blood. Your battle is not against Bobby. Your battle is not against Sarah. Your battle is not against Susie. Your battle is not against Mary. Your battle is not against your husband. Your battle is not against your wife. Your battle is not against your boss. Your battle is not against your government. You are in a spiritual warfare every single day of your life. Regardless of whether you believe it, whether you receive it, whether you understand it or not, you are in a physical battle. And what's the battle over? Your mind. Why is that? Because this is but you got to understand that for the weapons that we are our war for are not physical weapons. It's not something that you're going to be able to win in the natural. But your battle, your weapons that you're fighting with are mighty before God for the overthrow and destruction of strongholds.